Do you need another hour?
I'm exhausted, Jack. I don't know about you, but yeah, you know, when we went to really put some pressure on a trap and fly around, some really good things happened. You know, our kids made some plays. We sprinted from behind and tipped the ball from behind. We forced them into making some mistakes, and then we went into attack mode on offense, and we got some of their guys in foul trouble, and their key ball handler wasn't on the floor. And, you know, it was a total team effort. We had everybody brought something to the table tonight, and we needed each and every one of them. We had a couple guys foul out. We had one guy roll an ankle and go down. And every one of those guys made a play, especially down the stretch. I was disappointed in the first half with the attention to detail on the game plan and with the energy level. But man, oh man, I'm proud as heck of these guys for the effort they put out there in the second half. What a battle! I told you going in, this Finlandia team is darn good, and they made us pay early. Thank God our kids have big hearts and work hard, and we were able to grit an ugly one out on the road.
A tremendous block shot by Logan Hardwick in the overtime period against Austin Carlson inside. That shows up pretty big as we end up winning by three.
Like I said, every single person that got in the game made a play. Cade Contreras made a big play. Ryan Arndt made a couple big plays. You know, you can go right down the line. Every one of those guys, Dondre Yohe in the first half and early in the second half when things weren't going very well, you know, bought us some time and played some really good defensive, good at work on the defensive end. And that's what it takes. It's got to be a total team effort, especially on the road. And like I said, we did just enough. It might not have been pretty, but we did just enough.
Okay, so our player of the game is Alfonso Fields. And you know, T-Will, let's give him full marks, too. He got you back in the game. Tyler Ouellette with 21 points in the game, and he really busted his you-know-what there in the second half against Carlson kid in there. So give him a lot of credit, too. But Alfonso just took you on his back there in the final 7 minutes, didn't he?
Hey, man, he sure did. It's great to see these sophomores step up and finally have it. And you know, we've been begging for Zoe to bring that to the table for a long time. He's one of those kids that is as skilled as anybody. And in that mental toughness side of things, I don't want to say it's lacked because he's an awesome kid, but he just haven't had that, you know, foot pedal to the metal type of mentality. And tonight, man, I hope that's you know, the first step in a lot of things to come, because that was special. That shot that he hit to send it to overtime was clutch. Ice in the veins.
Well, and it wasn't an open look. It wasn't, you know, I mean, he had to worry about getting that thing off in time.
He willed himself to it. We drew up a play. We knew what we wanted to do. He was the guy that we wanted the ball in his hands. And it wasn't just me. We came to the huddle, and one of the guys that followed out, I don't know if it was Ryan Robinette or somebody, said, "Coach, the ball's got to go to Zoe." And I wasn't second-guessing myself, because that's where I knew I was going to go with it anyways. But it was nice to have that reassurance. The kids see it as well. And boy, he didn't disappoint. Stepped up to the plate, hit a huge shot, he won this game for us, you know. And it, like I said, it was a total team effort, but he made clutch plays when they needed to be made.
All right, well, we'll be waiting for Zoe here. I'm going to take our commercial break here. When Zoe gets up, we'll talk with him and then take the trip home.
Zoe may be too tired to walk back up those steps. I wouldn't hold your breath and wait too long.
Well,
that kid played an awful lot of basketball tonight.
He did, and it wasn't. None of it was easy.
No, not at all.
All right, Matt, congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it, Jack.
All right, Matt Johnson, the coach.